Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in studio, Amy Nichols, Campus Coordinator for Campus for Creative Aging. How you doing, Amy?
I'm great.
Glad
Thank
to have you here. We've never chatted before. And I know you've been on our sister station on Cozy FM with Paul Landecker a couple of times talking about some things, but wanted to find out, what is the Campus for Creative Aging? What are you guys about?
I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah?
The Campus for Creative Aging is actually a new initiative of the Region 4 Area Agency on Aging, which is a long word, but your long title, you get the idea.
Sure.
But
sure.
What we know is that our older population is really growing, and a new vision is kind of emerging, and a new movement is emerging on aging. And it's about making opportunities for individual fulfillment and purpose and growth. So that's what the campus is really about.
Okay.
It is a actual physical campus located next to the Area Agency on Aging offices.
Right.
But it is also a bigger movement that encompasses Berrien, Van Buren, and Cass counties. So some of our offerings will be spread out throughout the three counties.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting here, and we're going to grow as we go on. And we've already started some of that.
Keeps you busy.
It does keep us busy.
Yep.
But what we really want is for older adults to feel like they are vital resources in their community, and they are recognized and respected for living purposefully and engaging and personally rewarding lives.
So the campus, what you're saying then, serves older adults, right?
It certainly does.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Older adults. And it is the campus itself right now delivers on-site life enrichment programs. So think kind of classes.
Sure.
Some are one time, some are three times, and events. And they're based on our four tenets: creativity, learning, growth, and purpose. So all of our classes come under one of those headings, which makes it really, really interesting and new.
Yep. Creativity, learning, growth, and purpose. And then you collaborate, right?
We sure do, with like-minded organizations, and that make sure that we get those resources all across the three counties and really create a movement, not just a campus.
Now, you said this is a new adventure, so there's an official open house and ribbon cutting coming up?
There is an official ribbon cutting. There is. Our official open house and ribbon cutting ceremony is going to take place on Monday, July 15th from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. And at that, in addition to the ribbon cutting, we will have informational tours of the building, as well as information on all of our educational offerings throughout the three counties, and some refreshments from local breweries and wineries,
too. There you go. And I believe I'm going to be out there doing a broadcast here on WSJM that night as
you
well.
You are.
At the same
you
time.
Are. We get to chat again then.
Looking forward to that.
Me too.
So some of the classes that you can learn about during the open house, though, and if they come in, again, it's on Monday, July 15th from 3:30 to 5:30?
Exactly. So we have a brand new state-of-the-art computer learning center, and those classes are up and running and fairly busy, and they teach things like Excel, Windows 10, Apple iPhone, and iPad. I keep saying I'm going to go to the iPhone class,
You
know, eBay, that kind of thing. We, on Fridays, have this terrific no-audition choir called the Sounds Good Choir, and they it's just the summer session. We will have a fall session as well. So the summer session is up and running, and it is 30 to 35 people with the most beautiful voices you've ever heard.
Sure.
And they're singing kind of the rock and roll songs of the 60s. And it's really interesting. They are going to have a free concert, though. I want everybody to know about that.
So get it in your calendars.
Get
Here comes
it in
the
your
date.
Calendar, because it is Friday, August 9th at the Heritage Center, one of our partners. And we will have information there as well about the fall session.
Awesome. I was asked to sing solo, you can't hear me. But that's another story for another time. So.
Me too. You know, they do say that you don't have to be a great singer to do that. You just
right.
need to, you know, that the you just need to be able to talk.
Exactly.
So.
And I think I've got that down.
Yes, I think you have that mastered. So you're good.
What's this contra dance thing?
Contra dancing is so interesting. It's, again, with our partner, the Heritage Center. And we will soon be bringing this to the St. Joe Lincoln Senior Center as well. It is kind of a combination between line dancing and square dancing, but you don't need a partner. So they will partner you up in things you need to. Some of it is sort of a singular line. And those are absolutely free. And there are three sessions right now. The July 17th, 24th, and 31st are the next ones.
Okay. Tara Gillette was just in from the Region 4 Area Agency on Aging not that long ago here. And we talked about these AMP electives. Tell us a little bit about those, if you would.
I'm so excited about these AMP electives because the AMP class itself is 10 sessions. And some people may be a little bit nervous about signing up for a 10-session class.
Right.
But you can try these. And the topics range from memory matters, to right-sizing your life, to intergenerational connections, like a lot of very relevant topics for older adults right now.
Right.
And it's a one-time class for $10.
And we've got a podcast up here on WSJM.com talking about the elective classes. If you'd like to listen in to when I had the opportunity to talk with Tara, you can go to WSJM.com, click on the podcast section there and find out a little bit more about those classes as well. So, all right. Great. So improving, is that improving?
Did I say it right? Improving,
okay, improving, yes. Your way to change. What is this about?
This is probably one of the most fun classes we are going to have. Mike Nadolski, the executive director of the Mendel Center at LMC, is an improv specialist, and he is going to come in and teach improv from a perspective of change and how to embrace it. Because we know things always change, and the older we get, sometimes we're not always so amenable to change. So
there you go.
This one is going to be fun and funny and entertaining. It is going to be on July 18th from 6 to 7. It's part of our $7 specials for the summer. So please come out and see that class. I think that would be really great.
If you're just joining us, talking with Amy Nichols, campus coordinator with the Campus for Creative Aging, which is your association with the Region 4 Area Agency on Aging. You explained it at the beginning, but I've blinked since then.
We're a partnership.
A partnership. That's what it was. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to make sure I got it.
Yep.
All right. So we've got something coming up on August 1st called Roots and Relatives.
Roots and Relatives. This is our genealogy class. And what I really like about this class is that it is going to be 2 hours. So it is not just an introduction. It's a little deeper dive into sources and ways to find information and how to look up things when you actually go to the library or you go to these places. And then that one will also be followed up in September with a 3-session computer learning center class. So you will get to meet our instructor, Patsy Miller, and get to information, and then you get to go work on your own a little bit, and then you will come back and get some follow-up information on how to look it up online.
ABCs of ageism.
Ageism.
That's.
Do you know what ageism is?
Yeah. Well, I like to say I'm aging gracefully. So, is it something similar to that?
It is a little. Ageism is just kind of the way we think about and we talk about aging. For instance, and I used to be very guilty of this. If you say, "Well, I can't remember that. I must be getting old." Well, the fact is, you probably just forgot it. So it's about making old aging not as not as nice as it should be, and how to not be negative about aging.
My wife says I never remember anything anyway, but you know.
That's a different story.
It's a little bit different story. So it's a real eye-opening discussion, though. Right?
It is, and it is basically a conversation on bias and ageism and what do we think about it and how we do it to ourselves. We are very lucky to have Dr. Veronica Buckley facilitate this class for us. She is fun and funny and just right to the point. What I appreciate about her the best is that she's just very, very to the point. And she has done her PhD thesis on vibrantly aging women. So she understands ageism and knows how to change your mind and your perspective on it a little bit.
That's awesome. And that's coming up August 12th from 10:30 until noon.
It is.
All right. What's the, we've got about 2 minutes left here. Okay. The History of Home series. We've got a few things listed on the list here.
Right. And this is a partnership we're going to do again with the Heritage. And we will have a class called Capone's Playground.
Awesome.
And our author, Chris, will come in and explain the history of the St. Valentine's Massacre and how we captured Fred Burke right here in St. Joseph.
That's coming up on the 24th of August.
It is. The POW book author class is actually going to be at the Heritage also in late August. I don't have a date on that one quite yet.
Okay.
And Kate Ullery from the Heritage is going to come present on the history of the St. Joseph Lighthouse, which if you've ever wondered what happens there and how it got there and what it was used for all these years. It's a great talk that she does.
Yep, and she's been on the show here several times talking to us about the museum, or from the museum, talking about the history of the lighthouse as well. So I'm intrigued by it.
Great.
Robin Williams?
We are going to do a three-part class on the movies of Robin Williams, and we're going to take a look. Not only are you going to watch these movies, you are going to be facilitated by our Tom Buckley, and he is going to have you watch the movies first, and then you're going to take a little perspective on where he was at in his mental health, where he was at in his aging process in the movies, and how it affected the way he acted in them. And it is, the first class will be a discussion led by Tom, and then the next time it will be led by someone else, whoever would like to take it. So it's a deeper dive into mental health in a funny way and in a poignant way and a deeper dive into aging.
That's awesome. So that's coming up as well. So once again, our official open house and ribbon cutting is going to be when?
Monday, July 15th from 3:30 to 5:30. There's going to be some tours and information and refreshments.
And to learn more or to register?
You have to call me.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Amy Nichols, 269-982-7748, or via email at amynichols@areaagencyonaging.org.
And if you're driving and didn't get that, you can just go to Facebook and look for the Campus for Creative Aging page and get some contact info there as well.
Exactly. All of our classes and everything are up on that page.
Amy Nichols, Campus Coordinator for the Campus for Creative Aging. Thanks for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.